Alicia Fletcher, and I'm with the New York State Department of Health. I actually run the adult lead program there. I'm going to talk to you today about a project we're working on to protect the newborns of mothers with elevated blood lead levels. Lead poisoning is still an important concern for women of preconception age, and especially for pregnant women. Actually, we heard this morning at the plenary, adverse health effects are still being identified at lower blood lead levels than previously recognized in both children and adults. A pregnant woman with an elevated blood lead may experience hypertension, preterm delivery, miscarriage, or stillbirth. And although New York State requires healthcare providers to test all children for lead with a blood lead test at both age 1 and age 2 if high risk, if a baby is born to a woman with a blood lead level of 5 micrograms per deciliter or higher, we're recommending that the baby should be tested soon after birth. So women with blood lead levels of 10 or higher are interviewed by our office to determine their possible exposure. If identified as pregnant, information is collected on expected due date and the name and information of the physician. We contact both the obstetrician and county health department to share information during the interview to try to identify the pediatrician. We also share this information with our DOH childhood lead program. We remind the obstetrician to test the mother for lead throughout pregnancy and to share the blood lead results with the pediatrician. As I mentioned, we collaborate closely with the county. They provide the expected follow-up activities, and the Department of Health works with them to identify the pediatrician. We are calling the OBGYN to remind them of the importance of sharing this information with the pediatrician to confirm that the pediatrician is aware of the maternal blood lead level. We're finding out, well, we found out in the last few years, that pediatricians are often very unaware of the mom's elevated blood lead. We then follow up with healthcare practitioners around the due date to ensure that newborn testing is occurring. Just a quick little summary of what we found. During 2013 and 2016, we identified 171 cases of pregnant women with blood lead levels of 10 or higher. 33% of these are first pregnancies. 67% are subsequent pregnancies. Much of this population are recent immigrants, so we're finding that cultural burden and many cultural items brought in from outside the United States are potentially the source of their lead exposures. This includes things like spices, Ayurveda, pica, cosmetics, candy, and use of cookware and pottery. And many of these items are not regulated by the U.S. It's important to note also here that the use of spices, many of them brought in from outside the country, have increased in usage since 2013. Almost all of the exposures involve spices of some type. The use of spices is often an integral part of a woman's culture and society. Certain cultures believe that not only do they improve the taste of food, but they also improve the state of the health. And they're often passed down from one generation to the next. Just a quick conclusion. When we were able to identify these moms in 2014 and 2015, 100% of all newborns born to mothers with elevated blood leads were tested before the age of one. Many of them were tested immediately after birth. So the collaboration between DOH staff and county health departments are providing an all-important link to ensure that no baby born to a mother with an elevated blood lead falls through the lead testing cracks. So our next steps, we're really working on trying to increase physician awareness to test infants born to mothers with elevated blood leads. And really to do that, we're working on trying to find a way to improve the communication between the obstetrician's office and the pediatrician office. That's it. Thank you.